The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When you think of a pterodactyl, I imagine you conjure up a gigantic flying dinosaur with a 20 or 30-foot wingspan. But did you know that a pterodactyl so small that you could hold it in your hand glided in forest canopies in northeastern China, where it feasted on insects over 120 million years ago? Paleontologists discovered the nearly complete skeleton of a toothless mini pterodactyl in western China and dubbed it Nemecolopterus. With a wingspan of less than 10 inches, this half-pint represents the smallest pterosaur, a group of winged reptiles that shared a common ancestor with dinosaurs and ruled the skies during the Jurassic and Cretaceous periods. Its position in the evolutionary tree of pterosaurs suggests that a lineage of Nemecopterus-like creatures led to all the giant pterosaurs, including Quetzalcoatlus, which boasted a wingspan of more than 30 feet. The general idea was at some point we had these very primitive pterosaurs, very low down on the evolutionary tree, that were living on insects. At some later point, pterosaurs learned to feed on fish and got bigger.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.